Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Extreme heat, a warning in effect from the National Weather Service until at least 8 p.m. Wednesday night. And joining us is meteorologist Jason Frazier from our National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We checked in last week. Of course, that was about storms and heavy rains. Now the opposite. We've got this high temperature and no rain anticipated for least the next couple of days anyway overall. So we could be flirting with a record high in the mid-90s today, right?
That's correct. So record high for today in Pittsburgh is actually 95 degrees, which is what we have forecasted for a high today. And that goes back, our records go back to 1875. So this is definitely not a temperature that we see too often here in the central or western PA area and in Pittsburgh itself. So combine that with relative humidity that's going to be warm, and heat indices are going to be easily into the hundreds and in likely over 105 degrees. So people need to continue to take safe precautions, maybe reduce your outdoor activities and make sure you're hydrated, and check on those who maybe don't have maybe some of the systems in place with air conditioning, or they may be more sensitive to heat conditions that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of days.
Jason, heat waves like the one we're experiencing, how often do they happen?
They aren't too frequent, but I would say if it's kind of like once every about 5-6 years or so that we can see these sort of conditions with these sort of temperatures and the number of days where we potentially could be above 95 degrees. We have seen that in the recent past with 2020 having a streak of consecutive days with over 90 degrees that are going to be longer maybe than we'll see here. And we had some low temperatures that remained above 70 degrees. That was pretty long back in 2011. And so can see this, and we have seen this in historical records, but these are also the once in every 5 years or so that's events that we have to be aware of and take our precautions with and reduce our risk if we go outside.
That said, we've had more than our share of rain leading up to this week. So walk us through the opportunity for some thunderstorms this week.
Well, a lot of times when we get these heat domes in place, it's hot, humid, but eventually it's going to break. And usually when it breaks, it means you're having something like thunderstorms that are going to help to try to start that cool down process. So starting kind of Wednesday, you know, these excessive heat advisories, excessive heat warnings are going through Wednesday at 8 p.m., that's also the kind of the time frame where we're going to start to see increased chances for afternoon, evening showers and thunderstorms, and kind of seeing daily afternoon, evening thunderstorms Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we might be back in that conversation once again about maybe daily chances for at least heavy rain, maybe lower probability, but not non-zero chances for severe weather. So we'll be back into another active thunderstorm pattern as we go into the late week and weekend period.
You know, I know, Jason, from looking at the forecast last night, we're still going to have some pretty warm temperatures after we drop out of the 90s. So to me, where we're at right now is relatively cool. When will we have highs in the upper 70s and around 80 again?
It may be a little bit, and so I think that's a good note that even though we might break and that forecast has the air temperature going down below 90, we're still going to be really humid. So our heat indices are actually going to stay in the mid to upper 90s, maybe still eclipsing 100, even through towards the end of the late week period. We may not see kind of what those temperatures you're talking about, more of the nice, gentle, you know, cooler summer breeze, but it's warm, 70s, low 80s. Maybe not until as we approach maybe the 4th of July holiday period, but that's pretty far out, and there's a lot of variability in that. So, unfortunately, people just got to prepare for more of the muggy, hot, humid conditions over the next week or so, and hope for maybe that relief or quieter, more enjoyable outdoor weather as we go towards the next holiday weekend.
Do you have a pool over there at the National Weather Service office by chance?
There may be a pool of sweat, so I'll see if it's good conditions to swim in. But we'll stay inside and kind of keep and monitor everything. But it does make for, as we launch a weather balloon every day and every evening to kind of track these weather conditions, those become a little sticky as we release that balloon in the air.
Gotcha. Well, appreciate the update, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Jason Frazier.
And right now our humidity 85%, the dew point 71, which feels like you're wearing kind of like a wetsuit while you're outdoors.
Yeah, so I don't know what you would you tell people. And I saw a lot of people out in the park yesterday walking in the heat. And again, walking their pets. I think with the pet thing, you might want to take a break from doing that for a few days.
Yeah, or keep them on the grass for a shorter period of time, because as Dr. Mike told us last week, if it would hurt your feet to be barefoot on the asphalt or the cement. Imagine what it's like on the pads of a pet's feet. Oh, by the way, Larry, I was daydreaming about when you said pool in our chat with Jason. I was daydreaming of the perfect pool setup for me. There's a pool right across the way from where I live. My windows face the community pool. Wouldn't it be great if you had a pool at your place with like a pavilion type covering over the top?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and so you could get in the water and you're not in the direct sunlight and you can enjoy the cool water. And wow, that would be perfect.
You know, normally a lot of people that have pools have them heated because most of the time it's not warm enough. But when you get to these kind of temperatures, actually, like if you went to the Gulf of Mexico, the water's so warm. I love that. A lot of people want it ice cold and refreshing. Okay, go ahead, jump in. Knock yourself out.
I'm with you.
But today, any pool that's open, I know they'll do big business. Is the Big K Morning Show. Following a year of devastating wildfires, had catastrophic flooding, powerful hurricanes over the course of the past year alone, and there is a foundation that represents our first responders. The NACS Foundation Executive Director is Kevin O'Connell, joins us on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So this is a combination of, when I say first responders, you have a list of, 911 dispatchers, nurses, doctors, firefighters, police officers, emergency managers. I mean, there's a whole list of first responders, which we really appreciate the work that they all do collectively throughout the course of a year.
Yeah, there's a whole list there, and even including the American Red Cross volunteers. And again, this is our way and, you know, our day on July 24th to recognize them and really thank them for all their work behind the scenes. But this award that we have coming up actually opens up through July 7th. This is a way to, you know, recognize them on a national to local scale. And I know we all know somebody in our lives that have done something heroic.
And I think it's so important that people understand that so many of these people do this as a passion and a career. They're not doing it for the money.
No, they certainly are. You know, I think back to my grandfather. He was a volunteer firefighter, and he would wake up, you know, that 2 a.m. Alarm to a house fire, and, you know, 3 or 4 hours later, if that fire was put out, he was going to his full-time job and vice versa. And, I mean, so again, we hear stories of the volunteers, we hear stories of the paid first responders, but this is just such a much-needed day and way that I think we all can put people on a pedestal and recognize them for those heroic efforts.
Kevin, is this the first time, or has there been someone in the past? And if so, give us an idea of who won last year.
Yeah, so this is the first time that this First Responder of the Year Award on behalf of the NACS Foundation has launched. So we're just launching it here in 2025. But this is part of a bigger initiative. We are in our seventh year of our 24/7 day. So that's July 24th coming up here in just a few weeks. And that is a day where the convenience store industry, about 35,000 stores, 90 brands across the country, come together to recognize the first responders that also work 24/7, 365 around the clock. And it's just a unique way that we, again, can bring those first responders that come through our doors every single day to protect our communities, come in, refuel on a night shift, and you know, grab that cup of coffee. This is a way to bring them all together and say, hey, here's some local offers. Here's some ways that we can recognize you. And again, our theme this year is We See You.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We thank you. And that's one thing we're doing with this award.
Yeah, and it may surprise people that NACS is the National Association of Convenience Stores. And yes, first responders need that convenience in many cases when it's a 24-hour kind of deal. So can we nominate somebody we know?
Yeah, so anybody can nominate. Listen, you could, it could be your coworker that you work across in the police station or firehouse. It also could be any public listening, hey, your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, cousin, or somebody, maybe you just witnessed something heroic happen in your community. We'd love to send you, you know, the nomination form is 247day.org/first responder award. And so it's really quick, takes 30 seconds or less, and we are collecting those nominations through July 7th.
Kevin O'Connell, Executive Director of the NACS Foundation, thanks for letting us know. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay cool. All right, so that's another group of people that work in the heat. Paul, we were talking, you know, with Joe Potashnik from JP Roofing about what he does with his team. Think about all the first responders. Think about the police officers.
Or especially firefighters with that gear that they have to wear.
Yeah. I mean,
can you imagine how much weight a firefighter would lose in these conditions wearing all that gear in this heat? Wow.
It's a challenge for anybody that works outside. I was thinking about that, you know, when you drive by and you see construction workers, particularly, obviously, if you're in your car, you're seeing them do work on the highways, and they got to be there out in the sun, in the heat, and then take heat from people sometimes on top of everything else, right?
I was also thinking, you know, someone else who really suffers in these conditions, how about the people wearing the costumes at PNC Park?
Oh, the pierogies.
Yeah, and the parrot, right?
You know, you bring up a good point, because at Disney World, I was thinking, I mean, the humidity there is much greater most of the time than it is here, obviously, in the summer especially. I mean, it's hot. But to do those jobs, they got to have some kind of air conditioning device inside.
You would think that there's something to help them circulate the air a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious. Aaron, what are you going to do now? Do you have AC?
I do have AC, but I've lived without AC before, and it really can get brutal. It's almost like keep your curtains.
Oh yeah.
Keeping the sun out of the windows so that natural heat doesn't seep in too. But
well, wear light, loose clothing. Wear a floppy hat. And
wear sunscreen.
Because Larry wants you to look frumpy.
Frumpy. But you'll be cooler as a frumpster.
Truly.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and every Monday at this time, we sit down with our local retirement expert, Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Hot.
Hot, I know. It was super hot yesterday, and we were painting an attic. Not the best day to paint in an attic.
No, you got to skip that. Too late, I guess. Meanwhile.
Yeah, but I'm down like 6 pounds just from yesterday.
Good. All right, Brian, we're seeing a significant amount of anxiety right now. When people are asked if they feel prepared for retirement, there's a lot of uncertainty. Truth is, most people have no real written plan anyway, do they?
They don't. And, I mean, let's be honest. Most people think that they have a plan because they have an advisor and what I call their POS. That stands for their pile of stuff. And what they actually have is just an investment portfolio. Maybe they have some nice pie charts and someone who calls them once a year to talk about, you know, the rate of return that the account performed at. But that's not a retirement plan. It's like thinking you're prepared for a long road trip because you have a car and a map. You have a vehicle and some directions, but if you haven't checked the oil, the tires, planned your stops, or considered potential detours, you're going to rely a lot on luck to get to your destination. So you're driving without a true navigation strategy. There's no plan in an analogy like that.
So what is a real plan?
Yeah, this is like, you know, this is a tough one because this is not taught in the financial planning industry, which is mind blowing. They teach you how to invest money. But when it comes to actual retirement planning, a lot of people say they offer retirement plans, but they're not. They're just investment plans. And that is the million-dollar question. But here's what a real retirement plan is. First off, it asks a lot of the hard questions, such as what happens when the paychecks stop? What happens when your spouse dies and half the income vanishes overnight? What happens if you need long-term care? What accounts do you take the money from first? And how do you even take the money out of your account? What happens when tax rates go up suddenly and the money you're taking from your retirement accounts doesn't go as far? You used to keep $1,000 a month. Now you're only keeping $800, you know, from the same withdrawal, and you got less money in your pocket now. And here's the truth. Nobody wants to say out loud. Most advisors don't have a clue how to build a true distribution strategy because they don't do this every day, but we do. And so let me ask the listeners a question. I mean, if think about it like this, if you had a heart condition, would you see a general doctor or would you go straight to the cardiologist?
Well, the obvious answer is, yeah, you want a cardiologist.
Right. Yes. And you know, retirement is surgery. There's a lot of parts. It's delicate. There's no do-over. And most people are working with generalists who are helping 30-year-olds save for a house and at the same time helping 65-year-olds retire. I mean, that's like going to a foot doctor for open heart surgery, you know. And at Secure Money Advisors, we do one thing and we do it at the highest level. We work only with people nearing retirement and we build them an income machine. We protect what they've built. We cover their healthcare risk, reduce their taxes. And most importantly, we help them pass the money on to their family. And we help, you know, create new monthly paychecks. But we show them how to withdraw the money properly from all these accounts they've been saving in over the years.
Yeah, and I know that you and your team have built a model for this. This is what you do.
Right. And you don't just get one advisor and an assistant at Secure Money Advisors. You get a full dedicated team to you. You get a Medicare expert, tax pros, estate attorneys, investment strategist, you know, a planning team that actually talks to each other. We're not just winging it and we're not guessing. We're building financial engines that run whether the markets are up, down, or sideways. And that's always going to be how the markets are.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people want a team that they know are going to be there for them.
They do. But here's the problem, Larry. People stay stuck. They like their advisor. They've been with them for years. But let me say something that might make a few people uncomfortable. This is not about loyalty because you like someone. It's about results. You don't owe your advisor anything if something goes wrong. And if something does go wrong, by the way, I promise you, they're not going to pay your bills. They're not going to be covering your long-term care costs. They're not going to be helping you with your kids manage their estate. This is your money, your life, and you better make sure you have the right people working for you.
So call Secure Money Advisors. Get a second opinion, absolutely free, no obligation, and no one's going to try to sell you anything, right, Brian?
No, that's not the way we work. We help you solve problems. And by the way, if you are on the right track, there is one thing I love doing, and that's telling people you're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not on the right track, when would you want to know?
RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Get a free copy of Brian's book or call 800-656-8616. All right, Brian, back to the attic.
Yes, back to the attic. We'll see you again next week. Take care.
All right. Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisor.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Sunday the U.S. does not seek war with Iran after bombing three nuclear sites. Retired Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie agrees, but...
We've made it clear to them that if they choose to attack us, our response will be overwhelming.
And that said, a lot of people hoping that that part of it is a one-off.
Now we're in the middle of a heat wave with a high in the mid-90s today that could set a new record.
This is definitely not a temperature that we see too often here in western PA.
Yeah, Jason, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, told us before we average about 9-10 days where we get to 90 degrees, but this week is a heat warning through at least Wednesday night.
Extraordinary. And Paul Skeens was not pitching Sunday, Larry, but Pirates fans turned down a big numbers anyway to get the Skeens Superman bobblehead.
Oh, we were so excited to get the Superman bobblehead because he is the Superman pitcher. We love Paul Skeens.
Yeah, he is. And you're right. He didn't pitch yesterday, but they showed up. And it's a bobblehead where he's pulling his Pirates jersey open. And there's the Superman logo on his chest. And as you pointed out, you know, he's really started a fashion trend with that hairy mustache.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
couple of our coworkers are trying it out.
Yeah, it's not working for them. How do we tell them? All right. Thank you, Paul.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.